This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Deb Haaland vowed to work hard for everyone, lead the Interior Department ethically, and work with members of Congress, if confirmed as Secretary of the Interior. The New Mexico Congresswoman, whose Laguna and Jemez Pueblo, introduced herself in her native language, gave a land acknowledgement, and talked about her Pueblo roots as she testified Tuesday morning before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, which is considering her nomination to be secretary. Haaland made history becoming one of the first Native American women elected to Congress, and if confirmed, would be the first Native American cabinet secretary.
This historic nature of my confirmation is not lost on me, but I will say it's not about me. Rather, I hope this nomination would be an inspiration for Americans moving forward together as one nation and creating opportunities for all of us.
Haaland talked about her struggles as a single mother relating to the Interior Department's plan to recover from the pandemic, manage and protect resources, and acknowledge both climate challenges and the oil and gas industry. Haaland has broad support from tribes, national Native organizations, and environmental groups, while she faces opposition from Republicans concerned about resource development. National Congress of American Indians President Fawn Sharp says tribal nations are strong. Sharp delivered the NCAI State of Indian Nations address virtually Monday. She talked about COVID-19 hitting Indian country hard, taking lives, impacting education, the economy, and now the need to recover.
Our resolve is being tested by dire crises across multiple fronts. But we are rising to the occasion, undaunted, drawing on the strength, fortitude, wisdom, and lived experience of our ancestors who overcame equally grave challenges in their time to prepare us to meet the challenges of our time. The truth is, we have been here many times before, and we have always persevered.
Sharp touched on climate change, racial justice, and the Native vote playing a role in the 2020 general election. She called on the federal government to keep its treaty and trust responsibilities and to strengthen relationships with tribes. Sharp says Indian country is encouraged by the Biden administration for nominating a Native American, Deb Haaland, for Interior Secretary, and President Biden's recent memorandum directing federal agencies to consult with tribes. The State of Indian Nations is delivered annually by NCAI's president as tribal leaders from across the country meet to lay out priorities for the year and form plans to work with the federal government, the White House, and Congress. A South Dakota House committee is passing a bill that seeks to close the gap when a missing Indigenous person is taken off the reservation. Tribes and the FBI are aware of the missing person, but the state can be left out of the loop. Democratic Representative Perry Poirier is Oglala Lakota. She wants to close the gap. The bill establishes the Office of Liaison for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons in the Attorney General's office. That office would coordinate with the many governmental jurisdictions that exist in South Dakota.
When a child or a woman or any missing person crosses off of the reservation, we have a seamless operation, which happens in sometimes other crimes, like fugitives. But when it comes to missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, it's unseen and it's unheard.
Poirier says there are currently 77 missing Indigenous people from reservations in the state. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.